I speak to you in the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. 2 weeks ago, during our virtual cafe, we were doing an icebreaker led by Lindsay. We all selected a color-coded question that we could answer. Mine was, what would you sacrifice to change the world? And our passage from Matthew immediately came to mind because it is a passage that I have wrestled with for a very long time. Now, it's important to understand that we are at a transitional point in the Gospel of Matthew. For the past few weeks, we have been hearing parables and miracles. Parables about what the kingdom of heaven is like, and miracles pointing to the divinity of Jesus. But in a few short paragraphs, Jesus will begin heading towards Jerusalem and the cross. But for now, I want us to take a look at what the kingdom of heaven is and what it will be like, what it is like, and also sit with the invitation from Jesus to pick up our cross and follow him. So what is Jesus asking us to do? I believe he's telling us about how to live in the kingdom of heaven. And living in the kingdom always means service to others, putting others before ourselves. Deny yourself, he says. That's the key. Throughout the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, there is a constant call by Jesus for us to let go. Let go of our ego. Let go of our security. Let go of our safety. Let go of our money, especially in the Gospel of Luke. Let go of your money. Let go of even your family. Let go of everything in service of others. As Christians, we are to live for others, not ourselves, period. When we do this, we begin to see cracks form. Our social conditioning breaks down and we quit seeing our differences and begin to see our likenesses. We quit operating under this idea of scarcity, that there's not going to be enough. We begin to operate out of abundant love and abundant grace. Our awareness of the world around us changes, and the kingdom of heaven begins to bubble up. Now, the kingdom of heaven can feel really a bit paradoxical. And it's important to understand that the kingdom of heaven is not a final destination. It's an awareness that is embedded throughout all of reality. The kingdom of heaven is here and now. And we can feel it in all sorts of ways. But it's important to know that we're also in a world of tremendous pain. Pain that is broadcast constantly, 24/7, on our TVs and our phones. We live in a world that doesn't seem to value human life. But we believe and worship a God that values every single life equally. We as Christians are called to be better. Not for bragging rights, not for virtue signaling on Facebook, but to help bridge the gap between the kingdom of heaven and the reality of our earthly lives. We are called to be servants of the kingdom. And it's fitting that we have Moses' call story here, God calls Moses into the service of others. And like most people, Moses is sort of like, no, I don't think you have the right guy. I think you need someone better than me. And in a typical God move, God is like, no, it's you. Don't worry about your shortcomings. I got you. God always has got you. So eventually Moses gets on board, and you know the rest. Moses really struggles with his calling, but he continues to follow God's call. Now, last week I alluded to the fact that we all have a calling. A calling isn't unique to clergy. We all have one. It's a calling from God, and I promise you, it's about serving others. But it can look differently for each of us. Your calling can be as an educator, and you can show your faith by the love you give your students, especially the vulnerable ones. Your calling may be to owning a restaurant where you treat every customer with the dignity and love that is called for from our baptismal covenant. Your calling might be to be a homemaker, where you show your faith by loving your family and teaching them how to be kind and loving to others. But the important thing is that we all have a calling to let our faith show through in our jobs and our vocations, with a willingness to mind the gaps and be vulnerable. This is how we can all be servants in the kingdom of heaven. If you need a clearer picture of what the expectations for the servants of the kingdom of heaven are, take a look at our reading from Romans, because Paul sums it up pretty darn well. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good, and love each other. Be joyful in serving the Lord. Be hopeful. Be patient in our sufferings. And keep praying. Financially support those working to change the world, and be generous with strangers. Now, the next part gets a little tough, but it's important. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with others. Don't be haughty, but associate with the lowly. And don't ever claim to be wiser than you are. Do not seek revenge. And if it's up to you, live peacefully with all people. Again, do not seek revenge. It's in there twice. So, that's pretty important. And if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. Because it does more when you show your love than when you show your anger. And overcome evil with your good. We're all called to be servants of the kingdom of heaven. It isn't easy, but it is our shared work as Christians. So let the love of Christ that is in your heart shine through all that you do, and the kingdom will spill forth. Amen.